Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A guy we had on the show on Monday by the name of Paul Webb is doing an ultra-cycling Everest challenge. They're going to change their elevation to the point where they've gone 29,000 feet high using the Camino Alto grade in Mill Valley. It starts at 4 a.m. Saturday, and it's raising money for Sky's the Limit. You can go to skiesthelimitfund.org to donate. It's for teen mental health programs. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? So I wanted to start by saying that our weather should be more of the same. Wherever you're at, you'll get another day like the last one. Looking pretty good.
All right. The sun's out here already, which is a change for this week.
I've got overcast again, but expecting sunshine later. So yep. It should be another nice day.
Hopefully not windy for you, too, because you got to surf in yesterday.
I had a really nice afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
So, and that always sort of propels. I can go a week if I have to. In a pretty high spirit when I'm able to get out, so it's helpful. Anyway, let's get to the story that's been on our minds for a while now. What is up with this lady? There's a woman who is suspected of intentionally coughing on a baby at a San Jose frozen yogurt shop last week. They've now identified her. First of all, they got video of the incident. This is the yogurt land. Look, this is right by my old house. You've been there, like, to the area. It's where I lived in San Jose. Mm-hmm. Cottle was, like, the next exit down the freeway from my exit. So this is right behind my old house. I'm very familiar with the area.
You guys used to go to Yogurtland.
We still go to the one near our house over here. So I'm very familiar. Anyway, she was in the store. She felt like this mother and baby were not giving her the 6 feet she wanted. I assume that's the reason. So she pulled her mask off and coughed in the baby's face. The baby was in a stroller at the time, and the mother, I'm sure, was in shock. The mother has since claimed there's probably some racism involved because the mother is Latina. We haven't gotten confirmation whether or not that was the case, but the bottom line is she coughed in a baby's face during a pandemic. She removed her mask and went in for
and revealed her character.
So it turns out she works at a school.
Oh my God, that's great.
In a school district in the area. They haven't confirmed if she's a teacher yet.
Oh boy.
But they have confirmed that, yes, she is an employee of the Oak Grove School District. The superintendent said, I'm aware of the incident allegedly involving one of our employees who was videotaped coughing on a baby. We don't tolerate this conduct from any employee that compromises any child safety, you know, because they're in the kid business.
Yeah.
That's business.
That's a pretty solid statement to make.
Right. The employee is currently off work and not providing any service to our district students. So for now, that's, I guess, all they plan to say. The police haven't arrested her yet, but they got her. They got her and they're looking into the case.
They know who she is.
So that's the latest. You knew they were going to, you know,
these days it's hard to, you know, there's CCTV everywhere.
And you said it best. You don't go to another town to get your yogurt. You go to the one closest to your house, which
means
she was in her own area that day. So there's that. The coffer has been found and as of yet not charged, but I'm expecting that that's the plan.
You're fired.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably the case. Would be hard to explain to the parents of other kids why you kept her.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she's going to get mad at my kid and cough in his face too?
Right. I don't know what you know about this. I thought it was worth doing real quick because we're all dealing, especially in the Bay Area, with housing crisis, rent problems, and it's a difficult thing to look at when you're running out of space and we're still in need of lots and lots of homes. Affordable ones, too, by the way.
Right.
So the tiny home thing is a thing.
Yeah.
These are houses that are under 400 square feet. The movement, as they call it, has picked up steam lately.
There are shows on TV with, maybe five different shows that are all about tiny homes, people who make them, how they, you know, it's incredible.
So you guys watch those?
Oh, I totally
watch it. Yeah.
I've watched some tiny home shows. It's really neat. It makes you feel like, oh man, I feel like I could build one of those. And here's what I'd do, you know?
I could build one of those, but I can't live in that. It's way too small.
I know. They're perfect for a single person, but sometimes you see these people and they're like, okay, we have no money and we have no other choice really. We're going to do this. And they move in there and they have a kid and a dog, and not a small dog. Like you just think to yourself, oh, they're going to kill each other. But they're, you know, what a darling, tiny little, it's like living in a playhouse, truly.
Yeah, I would say as a solo man, I would be able to pull that off and comfortably. Like I could pare everything down and probably be happy.
And there's really creative ways of storing things in there. I mean, some of them are they're quite remarkable, but more than one person, Vin, it would be tough.
No, I couldn't. I was about to finish the statement. I couldn't do it with even just a partner, much less kids too.
No.
Or add a dog. Like I can't have someone in my space all the time like that. And I certainly don't want to be in anyone else's like that. But the reason for the story is California is the number one place for this. So there's a list of the places where the 10 most popular U.S. states for tiny living from Home Advisor. They've got Utah and Arizona's on there, Washington State, Oregon. It seems like pretty much a West Coast thing. Texas, Colorado. Oh, there's Florida at number two. But then number one is California. One of the things they mentioned, too, which I would think people want to look into is there are places that will take your garage or unused backyard space and turn it into a tiny home that you can rent out.
Right.
Oh, so
look how cute that is, Vinny. That's a very modern looking one, but it is just a box.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah.
I would say to anyone who's thinking, see the loft up there at the top. I mean, it's really clever the way, and the stairs to get up to the loft in that one picture there were all storage units, you know, like closets and stuff as you're sort of going up. Anybody who's thinking about doing this, I say rent an RV for a month and try living in that, because that's essentially what you're doing.
Yeah. And you know, my buddy who's doing this full time, he lives in an RV and he loves it, but he's also a great salesman. So he does a good job showing you why this is working out and why it's great. I don't know what the downsides are because he's not showing that.
Right.
I couldn't do it. Like he will show you on Instagram, him and his partner are parked by a river. They hang out. They're like living in heaven. And then they go throw a fishing line in and catch dinner. And you're like, wow, that seems pretty cool.
That does seem kind of romantic, doesn't it?
It does, except that they're out in the woods full time and, you know.
So he always camps? Or maybe they do parking lots sometimes?
They park by rivers up in the Northwest and seem to be liking it. Anyway, if you're into the tiny home thing or maybe want to build that in your house for profit.
Drop one in your backyard. Yeah, they're really neat.
While we're on, we're not really on finances, but we're about to be. The COVID-19 crisis has caused a lot of people to change the way they think and spend their money. A lot of people have been, you know, saving, even that bump we got from the government. I didn't get it, but I know there were a lot of people that did. They are saving. Right now they're like, oh my God, we got to put money away. Things are very weird. A lot of people have put pause on their retirement plan contributions because of the pandemic. Many companies have cut out the matching.
Oh.
And so that's, you know, you've had to stop doing what you were trying to do for your retirement. Most people are saying, almost three quarters of people are saying, the minute this crisis is over, they are going to get right on that retirement fund and retirement plan contributions. It's the main thing, the mistake they've been making or the thing they plan to get right back to doing as soon as they can. So that's actually good news. That should be on your list of to-dos, is to contribute to your 401k or some
and
kind
your personal
of retirement
IRA
plan.
I mean, look, there are several vehicles that people can use, and you know, you go into a bank and talk to them, they'll tell you how to do it. You've got to do it. You're not going to get a pension. 99% of people don't wind up with some kind of pension, and Social Security isn't going to cover it.
Right. So
you really need to have some savings. And the older you get, the harder. And look, if we had started when we were, you know, at our first jobs, Vinny, you'd be all set. It's all I talk to my kid about. Like, you got to get a good retirement plan.
Well,
get it going.
Right. No one was talking to me about stuff like that at that point. And I frankly was feeling very broke at that time that I wouldn't
it
have
would
even
be hard,
done it if
right.
I could. But I definitely, you know, it came up in a conversation with one of our coworkers while we were here in San Francisco. And I went, oh, no, I'm not doing that. Okay, I should. And started. But it's weird that that's something I'd completely ignored and hadn't been talked to by anybody really about. And
right. It was available. Like, it was sitting there ready for you.
A recent survey of it.
You have to be open to it. You know, you get to a point in your life where suddenly it starts to be an option. Because like you said, you know, when you're a kid early in your career, it's hand to mouth. You know?
Absolutely. A recent survey of 1,000 kids under the age of 11 named the best things about being a kid. And here are the top answers. I had to laugh that the number one thing is Christmas presents.
Oh, sure. I mean, who didn't? That was like the number one thing for your whole growing up. That's when you got the thing you'd been hoping for all year. That's why you were on your best behavior. And finally the day arrives and Santa brings you the awesome thing.
Christmas presents are the best thing about being a kid. Number two, and this is funny because so you've got number one now, Christmas presents. Number two is having parents that love and take care of you.
Oh.
Number two, behind Santa.
Christmas presents are better than that.
Right.
Parents can be a dreary drudge.
Right. Number three, the excitement during the lead up to Christmas.
Oh, sure.
Christmas twice
in
the top three so far. Mm. Summer vacations high on the list. Birthdays.
Summer vacation, yeah.
Getting to play outside, having a lot of friends, which I know most kids right now are missing desperately.
Aww.
And I feel you, kids. I know my kids going through the same stuff. Like, oh, right now I'd be swimming with my friends. So I know that. I know you're missing it.
It's a tough summer.
Building forts and make-believe in general also on the list. So these are the top things about being a kid.
It's nice that the parents made it up into the top three at least.
Yeah, thankfully, right?
Yeah.
Phew.
Sheesh. Makes it all worth it, doesn't it, Vin?
No. Oh, yes, I mean. What did I say? That's what I meant to say. Of course.
Oh,
absolutely. I'm behind Santa. But Santa's important, too.
Right.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. In Mexico, Germany, and Chile, and a few other countries, it's not illegal to break out of prison. Germany says it's human nature to try and escape. We don't hold that against them.
Oh, they don't get a lengthened sentence?
It's not illegal to break out of prison.
Oh.
I guess in their mind, it's crazy for you to not try. Why wouldn't you try? What are you doing sitting in there? What are you, crazy? Weird,
that's
huh?
Really interesting. Like,
yeah.
Because if you break out of prison in the U.S., like,
You get added sentence.
Yeah, adds to your sentence.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's only in movies or TV or what, but you hear the person who only had 3 weeks left, but they broke out, and now they got a whole new sentence because of it.
Right.
The guy who invented the upside-down ketchup bottles with the opening at the bottom,
which are
instead
brilliant.
Of the top, sold his company to Heinz in 1995 for $13 million.
Oh, is that
enough?
Bad?
That's good. Are you kidding? That's the American dream. He came up with something.
Yeah,
made it.
Shouldn't it be more than $13 million. $13 million doesn't sound like a lot these days. Isn't that crazy?
It's great.
It's good. It's fine. But it's, you know, it's not the lottery.
No, but it's not.
Well, hopefully he had other inventions, too. you know.
Okay.
But that is a genius invention. I mean, what's grosser than that watery gloop that comes out at the top of a ketchup bottle?
Right. No, I agree. But I would say that $13 million is...
That's adequate.
I'm tapping out. Have a good one.
Right.
$13
million? I'm still working $13
million. What?
Yeah. I'm working from home, my palace that I live in, but
okay.
I'm still working.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I saw a family rent a tour bus to move from California to Texas. It was not fun with baby diapers and their dogs passing gas and cats crying at night.
What?
Okay.
Like one of those RV buses?
Yeah,
a
probably
tour bus.
Like a tour bus.
Wow. Yeah, living in close quarters, it's not. If you're alone, it's one thing. Even that, though, you know, it's there you are. I don't know if I have it in me to do something like that. They are so cute, though. And I used to love forts when I was little. It's one of the things that was great about being a kid. You know, you always had whether it was inside with just cushions or, you know, you'd grab scrap wood and haul it out into the woods. And
it's so funny what you forget when you have lived an adult life for a long time without kids around. And then you walk into your living room and your couch is always dismantled. Mm. Always.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky if one cushion remains so that you can sit on it. The rest, it's a fort all right. over the place.
And just blankets and pillows. And
right.
It's fun, though. I used to love that when I was a kid.
Go ahead.
No, I was thinking, you know, remember there was always a room in like grandma's house where there was plastic on all the furniture. It was like, just, you know, destroy the den. You can't have the formal living room where no one ever goes anyway.
I have this memory of my grandma screaming at me when I was, I don't know, 5, 6, whatever, about how, do you think I put plastic on here so you could jump up and down on this couch? Get out of here. And I just remember being like, wow, this lady sucks.
Was this in New York?
This was in New York. Yeah.
So your mom's mom?
Yeah. My mom's stepmom. But it was one of those things where you just go like.
The plastic furniture covers, man. That's a real thing.
It's been forever since they had kids around and they must have forgot. Like,
yep.
That's what kids do. They tear crap apart.
You can't have nice things and kids.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time already?
It is.
Let's see. We'll do some music news. We have Scott Capurro coming up first, though. And then we're going to hear from Santana. And why wouldn't
All right.
we?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.